breaking a campaign promise? It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A serious commuting problem for many in Prince George's County this morning. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, where is the trouble spot?
Well, it's on 210 Indian Head Highway, and it is just a mess. So you really need to plan for this if you use this track for your morning commute. Now, where the closure point is 210 at Palmer Road. Accident, 2 vehicles involved, and 6 people injured. So the cleanup is still ongoing and the investigation. I'll have more on your detour and the backups and how you should get through this coming up in the traffic.
2 D.C. bicycle police officers and a DDOT employee were seriously injured when they were all hit by a speeding vehicle last night in Adams Morgan. And D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham says investigators are not yet ruling out an act of terrorism.
We have to look at that very closely. We do not have a motive at this time.
Does it appear to be targeted?
We don't know. We don't have a motive.
Newsham says one of the officers is in very critical condition. The other 2 victims' injuries do not appear life-threatening. 2 people who were in the vehicle were arrested, and Newsham says a weapon was recovered. British Prime Minister Theresa May will have to fight to keep her job now that the Conservative Party has lost its majority in the House of Commons.
We still do not know which party is going to be able to form a government. Theresa May will get an option to try to cobble together some kind of coalition with a smaller party, and if she fails to be able to do that, it'll go to the opposition party to try and do what they can to try to form some kind of minority government.
Correspondent Christiane Amanpour, Downing Street this morning, says Prime Minister Theresa May will meet with the Queen in a couple of hours. Jurors at Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial have heard excerpts from the comedian's lurid decade-old deposition.
Bill Cosby stated in his statements that he had a romantic interest in Andrea Constand, and that also a friendship, that he and Andrea Constand would engage in consensual petting, consensual activities, that she didn't stop him, and he was extremely graphic, extremely specified in what they did together.
Correspondent Jean Casares, prosecutors are expected to continue focusing on Cosby's deposition in court today. A big economic announcement for Fairfax County.
Amazon Web Services, which works with businesses, educational groups, and the government, says it's putting its East Coast corporate campus at One Dulles Tower in Herndon, and that will mean up to 1,500 new jobs for the area. As part of the deal, once 600 employees are hired, the company will then be eligible to receive $7,000 per net new job created until all the positions are filled. That, however, is pending approval from the General Assembly. Virginia beat out Texas and Washington for the project. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Deaths from drug and alcohol overdoses in Maryland spiked last year in the biggest one-year increase ever recorded in the state. Figures show that more than 2,000 people died of drug and alcohol overdoses in Maryland last year. Health officials say the biggest increase in fatal overdoses comes among people 55 and older. A $1 million Virginia lottery winner has come forward just in time. The lottery says time's about to run out for that winning ticket and one more that's still out there. Both were purchased last January. Unclaimed lottery prizes in Virginia go to the state's literacy fund if unclaimed after 180 days. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,183. The Nasdaq at 63,22. Sports. The Nationals use a 4-run first inning to build a lead they never give up as they beat the Orioles. Stanley Cup Finals. Pittsburgh takes a 3-2 lead. WNBA. The Mystics play Minnesota at home tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate. They're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. And let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, we have a change for the better on 210 Indian Head Highway. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Literally about 2 minutes ago, they have just released traffic on 210 Indian Head Highway at Palmer Road, where that had been shut down with this serious crash from overnight. Now, what you want to know is you're coming 210 North. Yes, you're hitting delays. Pretty intense, but the bailout routes are definitely going to take a while to recover, such as Livingston Road, Oxon Hill Road, Kirby Hill Road. Those were the workarounds when that complete closure was in place. But again, both North and South 210 at Palmer reopened. On the Maryland Beltway, reopened. Had the accident involved the overturned vehicle. Outer loop at the BW Parkway, still heavy through New Carrollton. On the Virginia Beltway, this crash also involved an overturn, but they're still working on this. Your delays leaving Springfield before you get to Braddock Road, off and on to 50 Arlington Boulevard. Still need to stay left to get past that crash. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds break this morning, and here we go. We'll start our heat up. 83 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, 63, near 90. Tomorrow, mid-90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Warrenton, 52 in Rockville, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Instead of clearing things up, the Comey hearing sets the table for a long political war. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Morning, 6:07 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Frank Wagner is running for governor in Virginia, and he'll be with us this hour at 6:35 to discuss. Matthew Whitaker will join us at 7:05. He's a friend of James Comey's, or at least he knows him personally, and he'll be here to analyze Mr. Comey's testimony yesterday. And Joe DiGenova, the man we're all waiting for, to find out what he thinks of the James Comey hearings. 8:35 is the time that he'll be here, so set your alarm. It is Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, Vince.
DACA is a very, very difficult subject for me, I will tell you. To me, it's one of the most difficult subjects I have because you have these incredible kids in many cases. In some of the cases, they're having DACA and they're gang members and they're drug dealers too. But you have some absolutely incredible kids, I would say mostly. They were brought here in such a way. It's a very, very tough subject. We are going to deal with DACA with heart.
We're going to deal with DACA with heart. And that was President Trump. The Trump administration just came out, according to the Daily Caller, the Trump administration has given amnesty to an estimated 98,000 illegal immigrants through President Obama's DACA program.
Mm-hmm. Deferred action.
Yeah, deferred action for childhood arrivals. So these are our kids who came here with their parents when they were children. They apparently went undetected through the system, were never deported, and now they're adults, and they're here, and they're illegal, and they're in a weird limbo. So there were 98,000 illegal immigrants through given amnesty by President Trump. Now, this includes 17,000, a little bit over 17,000 illegal immigrants initially getting approved for the program, and 107,000 DACA recipients having their status renewed for another 2 years. Here's what I want to know from you, though. Do you feel as if President Trump is breaking a campaign promise? Because I've heard people say this, but yet he has said that we're going to deal with the DACA, the kids in the DACA program, with heart.
He has said that recently. During the campaign, you'll remember, in August of 2016, he gave an immigration speech in Phoenix, and he said, "We will," quote, "we will immediately terminate President Obama's two illegal executive amnesties in which he defied federal law and the Constitution to give amnesty to approximately 5 million illegal immigrants." What he's referring to are these two programs: Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, and Deferred Action for Parents of Americans and Lawful Residents, DAPA. So DACA is the what we're talking about here. This is the for Dreamers, the kids who, as you said, come in with their parents who came in illegally, and no fault of their own is the phrase we always hear. And these are the Dreamers. And now President Obama, time and time again, when he's been asked about this, "We're going to do something with heart." I was standing, actually, a couple, let's say 2 months ago or so, I was with Larry O'Connor. The two of us were at the White House, and we met President Trump as a meeting with conservative media. And the president was asked about this very question, like, "What are you going to do, like, about DACA?" And he's like, "We're going to handle it with heart." He again said, "We're going to handle it with heart." That's always been his answer on this. So for now, it appears that if you're a Dreamer, you're staying in the country, and they're going to keep processing those applications, because there's definitely shown no abatement to that process.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I'm very, very torn on this. I don't believe that you should benefit from your parents' crime. I don't think that children should benefit from their parents' crime. If your parents stole a car, your dad steals a car and he gives it to you so you can get to work to earn money for the family, should you be allowed to keep the car?
Also,
no.
Also, there's always this claim like, well, if you deport the parents, then you're separating the family now. And this notion about anchor babies, and now your child is, so there's what they call chain migration. The intention is not to separate the families. Like, if you're for deportation or enforcing the law, don't separate the families. Have the kids go with their parents. The goal should be to keep families together. If you're gonna, that's doing it with heart.
I never understood why people say that, seem to think that the children have to stay here by themselves and the parents have to go. No, the kids can go. You're 100% right. Go with the parents. And then when that child is 18, if they have received citizenship via being born here, they can come back.
I just never get the assumption that they're just going to, they're going to leave their kids behind. Why?
Yeah.
Like, especially small children. Like, why would you? Of course you would take your kids with you. Come on.
Yeah, and nobody asks that question. Well, why would they leave the kids behind? Michael in Upper Marlboro, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Michael, is he breaking a campaign promise?
Good morning. You know, I'm an avid Trump supporter. I voted for him. I'm so mad at him right now. He can't get that wall started, but he can sure grant amnesty.
Yeah, that's a good point. So right now, we're waiting on the wall. Obviously, you know, the Trump administration will argue that it's Congress that's holding that up, that there's all sorts of people who are blockading his agenda on this, and he clearly wants the wall. But in terms of the things he can control, he's continuing to enforce this amnesty program that Barack Obama put in place, and yet his supporters don't see a wall going up.
Yeah, let's go to John in Fredericksburg. John, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, good morning. In terms of the DACA kids, I mean, they're 1% of the illegals, but the wider issue is this DAPA thing where, well, look, they're here, and if you deport their parents, then you're going to divide the family. That's a bunch of baloney. And this whole idea about anchor babies, too, there's no basis in law for that. If you're an anchor baby and the parents are deported, you go with your parent. And like you said, when they get to be 18 and they're, you know, adults, they can come back. But, you know, I mean, I don't have a problem with the DACA because he said he would probably do that. But
right.
In terms of letting parents say it's baloney.
Well, the key here is the president was explicit, John, at one point during the campaign, that he was going to immediately end DACA. That's clearly changed. And obviously, a lot of politicians change. Our question before you this morning is, are you okay with that? Because he did, the essential point was, it was a campaign promise. And he's shifted from that promise. Many politicians have in the past. But right now, the assessment this morning, as we look at these numbers, nearly 100,000 Dreamers have been granted amnesty in Trump's opening months. Some of that time includes January, while President Obama was still in office. But this hasn't abated. It's a lot of illegal immigrants have been granted amnesty in this time period.
888-630-9625. Do you view this as breaking a campaign promise? It is now 6:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives. We go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Mary. I have a better news in some areas, but still a lot of delays. Better news on 210 is everything has been reopened. Indian Head Highway at Palmer Road no longer shut down, which it had been for quite some time with a serious crash. Investigation is wrapped up. Now, for commuters heading north through that stretch, yes, you will have delays, but better than any of the diversion points because everybody had to be detoured between Kirby Hill and Oxon Hill Road. So that's going to be a while to flush out those delays. But again, 210 open. On the Virginia Beltway, inner loop at 50, Arlington Boulevard crew still dealing with this crash involved the overturned vehicle. Still a lot of that activity along the right side. Almost back at 95, 395 for those delays. 66, nada. I have nothing to report there. On the Maryland Beltway, the crash out at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's cleared. And watch for the broken down. We do have some delays forming because of this on the Suitland Parkway inbound before you get to Alabama Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, some clouds to start your day, but they're going to give way to mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. Tonight, clear skies, low of 63. For Saturday, generally sunny, few afternoon clouds, high of 89. And Sunday, lots of sunshine with highs in the mid-90s. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 61 degrees at 6:16 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Frederick or Tuesday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
You know, I love these kids. I love kids. I have kids and grandkids. And I find it very, very hard doing what the law says exactly to do. And, you know, the law is rough. I'm not talking about new laws. I'm talking the existing law is very rough. It's very, very rough.
And then that was President Trump talking about DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, that allow these kids, who are, a lot of them are now adults, whose parents brought them here illegally and put them in a position where they've grown up in this country, benefited from our largesse, but now they don't have any papers, so they can't get jobs, they can't contribute, and their parents put them in this position, like it or not. So getting mad at us for our immigration policies is hardly my problem, but President Trump is keeping the DACA program going, and you've got I think it's the final number is about 125,000 when you add it all together of children who are in this program who are going to be allowed to stay.
Just in this year alone, yeah. So far, until March 31st, based on the released numbers from the government. John Kelly is the Homeland Security Secretary, and he said Wednesday, according to the Washington Times, that his agents are not actively trying to deport illegal immigrant dreamers, but he's pleading with Congress to pass a law to give them a more permanent legal status. They're tired of having this be an executive decision. They want a law to give permanent legal status to people who are considered dreamers.
What bothers me about this is they've already gotten a free education from us, right? In a lot of states, they qualify for in-state tuition, courtesy of the taxpayers. They get health care in our hospitals, and now we're going to give them legal status to put them into the workforce to compete against our own children for jobs. And they go to the front of the line because their parents broke the law to give them something. And I don't see a difference. How is it's receiving stolen goods? And I compare it again to the car. If your parents steal a car so you can get to work, do you get to keep the car because you're doing something good with it? No, you don't.
It almost sounds like you're making the case that borders exist for a reason, which is bizarre.
Well, I haven't had coffee yet this morning, so I'm a little crazy. A little cray-cray this morning at 888-630-9625. Mark and Herndon, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah, unfortunately, the world doesn't remember the series on TV, 24, when the illegal aliens came to America. And they were moles, Near Easterners, and they had a child. They raised them in school and everything. And they ended up setting off a nuclear bomb in Los Angeles. You fools out there. Who the hell do you think is coming across the border? Wake up, America. Wake up the world. This is World War III right now. You people better wake up.
Mark, we don't know who they are.
Right, Mark. Mark making the strong case. Like, if you come into the country illegally... We don't actually go through a vetting process at all. Forget the refugees. If you're coming in illegally, if you're just crossing the border, we don't even get a chance to assess whether or not we'd like you to be in our country. That's pretty basic. I think that's a good point, Mark.
We wait until...
By the way, LA was not nuked. I just want to be clear on that.
We wait until they commit another crime, and then they're on the radar. It's crazy. Russ in Centerville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Russ.
Mary, don't be torn. Drink some coffee and eat some corn. Now, listen, seriously. I didn't know the president went against the campaign promise when I talked to your screener. Yeah, I mean, it really is kind of unnerving that he would do this, but it is a complex issue that we do have to solve. And, gosh, yeah, I'm just glad I'm not in that position. But, frankly, if he's going to do it, yeah, it goes against his campaign promise. He's going to do it. He's got to at least vet those that he's going to allow in. And if any of them have a criminal record, they have to be deported.
Right.
That's just the way it should be.
And they've been enforcing that. You've seen Dreamers already commit felonies. One by the name of Jessica Colati. She's in federal court Thursday asking a judge to reinstate her DACA status as it was revoked, I believe, for lying to a police officer. You know, they're committing felonies, they're getting their DACA status revoked. So in that way, the Trump administration is definitely enforcing the terms.
But they have to commit a crime. And that, to me, is the crazy part. I don't like people going to the front of the line because they broke the law. It just drives me nuts. I want to get to George in Fredericksburg here. He is a retired immigration officer. George, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Hi. Go ahead. So, since you've had experience with this, what's the answer?
Well, once these kids get legal status, then they're able to petition for any relatives that are overseas or even in the country illegally. They can all become documented aliens at that point.
Right, George, that's just to be sure, that was what I was saying, chain migration, right?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and that's obviously a concern. Once you get legalization, right, you can begin the process of bringing relatives in, and there's a whole bunch of downstream effects.
Absolutely. Grandma comes, suddenly she's collecting Social Security and Medicare, never paid into it. All of this has to stop. George, thank you for that. We're not done, so you could tell us if you think he's breaking a campaign promise. It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
At Mattress Warehouse, there's a mattress for any type of sleeper that's comfortable, supportive, and affordable. If you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, go to Mattress Warehouse. Using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed. SleepHappens.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for Governor.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Merrill, an update on 210. That's been reopened each direction at Palmer Road. Herbie Hill Road looks better. Those delays have eased, but we're still jammed because we had the detour set up for quite some time. Livingston Road and Oxon Hill Road, don't commit to that. Stay at 210. Again, it's been reopened. Go on to the Beltway, Virginia Interloop. Boy, we're just jammed to get past 50 Arlington Boulevard. Still with the crash cleanup recovery from the earlier overturn. Inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to Alabama Avenue, have a stalled vehicle, stalling our commute just a bit. If you haven't heard, Adams Morgan had an overnight accident and still closed his 18th Street at Columbia Road for accident investigation. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Here comes the heat now. We'll be into the 90s by the weekend. 83 today. Clouds give way to sunshine. Tonight, clear 63. 89 tomorrow. Sunshine in mid-90s Sunday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 61 degrees on 626 on WMAL. Talking about the DACA program, which is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and since between January 1st and March 31st, and part of that time it was President Obama, there was a total of almost 125,000 illegal immigrants got protection from deportation, and they got work permits so they compete with you for jobs.
That's
under
true.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. President Trump breaking a campaign promise, is he? Alejandra in Woodbridge, good morning. You are on Mornings on the Mall. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
You did. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling because I actually was under the Deferred Action Plan at one point. However, now I'm a resident of the United States, hopefully working on my citizenship in 5 years. However, I am pro-DACA with a lot of regulations. I definitely don't think that anybody with a criminal record should have the possibility of having a deferred action plan. I mean, I came here when I was a little kid. I don't even remember that. My parents brought me here, you know, and I went to school through here. So I understand the point of view that you make, that, okay, we're competing with Americans and all that. However, I know many Americans that, you know, they don't care. I have friends who were born in this country who have children and live off Medicaid. I don't live off Medicaid. I have my job. I contribute to society. I just bought my own house.
Alejandra, just because we have you for a second, let me ask you one quick question. Are you happy with Trump, and do you think he's doing this with heart?
I am happy with Trump, even just him as a whole. I am happy with a lot of things that he's doing. There are a lot of illegal immigrants and just immigrants in general who are not good people in society, who commit crimes, who drive drunk, and all those things. I don't think we should have those people here, but I definitely do think we should give good citizens a good opportunity.
Alejandra, thank you so much for that. It is 628 on WMAL.
Adrian Beltre.
Ground ball, base hit down the line.
He's looking for his 3,000th hit. Max Scherzer.
Best ball up. Hitting over.
He's going for his 2,000th strikeout. Chasing 3,000 versus stalking 2,000. Catch everything. Nationals Rangers. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on MESN2.
No baseball great.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
And coming up on WMAL, Frank Wagner will be joining us. He is one of the Republicans running in the Virginia gubernatorial race. We'll talk to him. It is now 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. D.C. police are investigating a crash last night in Adams Morgan that left two officers on bike patrol seriously injured, along with a DDOT employee. Police Chief Peter Newsham says one of the officers is in very critical condition.
I feel horrible. You got two of our officers doing exactly what we asked them to do in the Adams Morgan community. They actually were struck. Thankfully, nobody else was injured, but I have two of my officers in there. Unnecessarily in the hospital.
Now, two people who were in the vehicle that hit them have been arrested. Newsham says authorities are still trying to figure out a possible motive, but he won't rule out the possibility that it was an act of terrorism. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she will not resign, even after her Conservative Party lost its majority in Parliament.
Shock defeat for Theresa May here. Although her party did manage to win the most seats in this election, she gambled big time and she lost because she lost her majority. That's reflected on the front page of the centre-right newspaper. It says May's big gamble has failed.
Correspondent Nina Dos Santos. President Trump tweets this morning, claiming total and complete vindication in yesterday's James Comey testimony. The president says in that tweet, quote, "Despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication, and wow, Comey is a leaker," unquote. A senior Russian lawmaker, meanwhile, is dismissing the testimony of former FBI Director James Comey as insignificant. Comey testified yesterday that President Trump fired him to interfere with the investigation of Russia's ties to the Trump campaign, and Comey reaffirmed the intelligence community's conclusion that Russia did meddle in the election. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,183, the Nasdaq at 63,22. Sports and Nationals Orioles makeup game at Nats Park goes to the home team as Joe Ross strikes out 12. Pittsburgh is now one win away from another Stanley Cup after a Game 5 win. WNBA, the Mystics are home to Minnesota tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Rent Estate by Renters Warehouse is the new real estate for all, providing a steady stream of income and retirement security by renting out your house. But, you know, no one wants to be sucked into managing a property full time. 3 a.m. toilet tragedies, middle of the meeting texts, stressful weekends wasted on maintenance and repairs. It's Larry O'Connor here. And if your time is worth more than the hassles of landlording, call Renters Warehouse today. They'll rescue you from the workload and maximize profits. For one low flat monthly fee, Renters Warehouse will take all the calls, collect the rent, schedule the service pros, and ensure that renters play by the rules so you can get back to your life and, more importantly, build your rent estate portfolio. Plus, Renters Warehouse offers free tenant warranties, meaning if renters don't work out, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. Enjoy rent estate with Renters Warehouse by going online today for a free home rental price analysis. Go to renterswarehouse.com and get connected to your local rent estate advisor.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, here's the status on the Virginia Beltway crash and why it's causing these big delays on the inner loop as you come through Annandale toward Tyson's. Inner loop at 50, Arlington Boulevard. I'm just watching everything just clear. I do have an emergency crew on the left shoulder and a lot of activity now to the right shoulder. Partially crowds that right lane, but you're getting by with the through lanes now open. So be careful in that right lane. But the delays as you come off of 95. So Springfield to 50, Arlington Boulevard with the early morning delays, but definitely making some progress now. On 395, as you leave Springfield, that heavy delay takes you through Landmark, and then you're wide open as you head through Shirlington and over the 14th Street Bridge. Still a good ride there. Suitland Parkway, the broken down inbound Suitland Parkway before you get to Alabama Avenue, still blocks a lane, and doing much better on 210. Indian Head Highway has been reopened in each direction at Palmer Road. I would still avoid Livingston Road and Oxon Hill Road. That took a lot of the bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little overcast this morning, breaking out into sunshine as we go on through the day. 83. Tonight clear 63. Suburbs a little cooler. Saturday sunshine with a few clouds near 90. Sunshine in mid-90s on Sunday. 90 plus through at least Wednesday of next week. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Haymarket, 53 in Waldorf, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And yes, it is Friday morning. Joining us later on the show at 7:05 is Matthew Whitaker. He's the executive director of the Foundation for Accountability and Civic Trust. And we will discuss the Comey hearing from yesterday with him. And at 8:35, Joe DiGenova joins us. Again, former U.S. attorney. You know him. You love him. And he loves talking Comey. So we will get his opinion on what happened yesterday as well. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colanese.
Good morning. And this morning, we're pleased to be joined by State Senator Frank Wagner from Virginia. He represents the 7th District, which covers Virginia Beach and Norfolk. And Senator Wagner, thanks, first of all, for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary. It's great to be here.
Good morning. So this, obviously, we're just days away now from the gubernatorial primary you've been running in against Corey Stewart and Ed Gillespie. And, you know, I look back, and this is obviously a good starting point because people are assessing, you know, what are Frank Wagner's chances of winning? And right now I'm just looking at things like the RCP average, which, you know, there's not too many polls on this race, but they suggest that Ed Gillespie's out ahead at 34 points or so, and you and Corey Stewart are sort of more neck and neck at 13 points for Stewart and 10 points about for you. Do you think that there's a chance, obviously you're still running and it's going towards Election Day, a chance of really of coming through in the end and winning this thing?
Well, the last five elections I've seen, based on the polls, I don't want to be ahead in the polls, because all five last elections, the leaders in the polls all have one thing in common: they're all losers. So the credibility of polls has gone downhill. But I think, you know, recently the Washington Post just endorsed my election, which is, we put out an email called "When Hell Freezes Over." You know, it was certainly a shock to me, but I think particularly folks in Northern Virginia ought to read that. And it said, by far and away, I'm the most sensible, and by far and away, I've been the most honest in the campaign. And, you know, I'm talking about real issues. I mean, everybody's listening to your station right now, and they have one thing in common: can I get to work on time? And, you know, there's one issue that I've seen, one overriding issue in Northern Virginia, and that's transportation. And I'm the only one that's talked about it and talked about real solutions to Northern Virginia's transportation problems. And it does not include a sales tax increase. We can do this without a sales tax increase. I laid it out to the Washington Post. If we put the floor on the gas tax back in Northern Virginia, that creates about $100 million. And if you accept my proposal on a gas tax increase statewide, it provides another $180 million into mass transit across the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we can get there without that. But, you know, as I told the Washington Post, I wouldn't support another nickel for WMATA until they square away their labor organization or labor agreement and get management back under control and get that thing. And obviously, anything that Virginia comes up with, Washington, D.C., needs to come up with an equal amount. Also, Maryland. We're not in this by ourselves. And it's not ours to fund by ourselves. And clearly the metro system exists for one reason, and that's to get federal government employees back and forth to work. And government is going to need to come up with their contribution also.
I want to talk to you a little bit more about the metro system. Would forming some kind of coalition so that it's Maryland, Virginia, and D.C., because all of you, you know, all three areas benefit from the metro system, instead of having three separate entities running this, What are the odds of doing something where it's one entity that runs it, but it's a coalition of everyone?
Well, there is a compact that exists that's initially established for WMATA.
But a governing body.
Yeah, I think that would be important. I also think we ought to look at, you know, running a government-private competition and see who can offer the best deal for the taxpayers on running the system and run a bid off and see who can come through with a plan that's going to offer the most efficient, reliable, safe system and at the lowest cost. And the private companies may want to weigh in on this.
Well, listening to you talk, Senator, I'm thinking to myself, infrastructure and renegotiating deals with Metro sounds a lot like Donald Trump. And I realize you and Corey Stewart, in a lot of ways, have sort of wrestled back and forth for the mantle of who sort of represents the average Trump voter. How do you feel about that right now in terms of, like, you know, just having support from the average person who supports Donald Trump?
Well, you know, I was originally John Kasich's co-chair when it became clear he was not going to win. And that Donald Trump's campaign called me and said, would you be a co-chair? I said, certainly, I'd be delighted. But I don't want to lose sight of the bigger picture here. You know, there's 800,000 veterans, over 800,000 in Virginia. I'm the only GOP candidate for governor that is actually a military veteran. I mean, I went to the Naval Academy. I was a hard hat diver in the Navy, engineering duty officer. All three of them, you know, the other two candidates call themselves businessmen. You know, Ed Gillespie made a fortune lobbying, and I guess that's a business up in D.C., you know, trading government influence. Corey's a lawyer, but I started a ship repair company by myself and built it up to 100 people. Sold that ship repair operation. 4 years later, I bought another shipyard with 25 employees, built it to 140 employees. You know, and I've worn a hard hat all my life and worked around some of the finest people. And a lot of these things drive the other issues I'm talking about. Clearly, transportation's got to be resolved. If we're going to grow and diversify the economy, we've got to make a bigger investment in transportation.
The Washington Times...
Go on, I'm sorry.
No problem. The Washington Times reporting yesterday that you're looking to obviously slow Ed Gillespie's campaign, and you say that Ed Gillespie offers simply pie-in-the-sky proposals that, in the words of the Washington Times, would hurt the old Dominion if they ever came to fruition. What do you mean by that?
Well, here's proposing an income tax cut, and let's be realistic here. We just cut $1.5 billion out of the budget 4 months ago. I'm a budget negotiator, and I'm on the Finance Committee. I know. We have a retirement system that is $18 billion actuarially unsound, and we have a rainy day fund that's supposed to be at $2.4 billion that we drew down this year to close that budget deficit. We have less than $300 million. Now, his idea of a conservative may be cut taxes regardless of what it does to the finances of Virginia. My idea of a conservative is someone who pays his bills, makes sure his retirement fund is sound so it doesn't come back to haunt future generations, and stores up a rainy day fund so when there is a recession, and there will be another recession, that we have the money there, we don't have to cut essential government services. That's my definition of a conservative. We just watch S&P. While they kept our AAA bond rating,
yes,
downgrade us to a negative watch simply because the state of the finances in Virginia, and now you're going to propose a 10% income tax cut and not tell anyone what programs you would cut or what you would do.
Senator Wagner,
I call that fiscally unsound, and I do not call that being a conservative.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Thank you.
I loved it very much. Thanks so much.
Nice chatting with you.
It is now 6:45, time for WMAL traffic. Oh, excuse me, it's 6:44. I apologize. Oh. Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. My bad on that. Hi, Jamie.
Good morning. No, it's good because I have better news for commuters on 210 Indian Head Highway. That's been reopened in each direction of Palmer Road. So stick with 210. Not so good still. The bailout routes were a Livingston Road and Oxon Hill Road. So that's still quite slow, slower than normal. Now, Virginia Beltway, it's not lucky 7. We have 7 miles of delays. The 7 mile backup begins Springfield to 50 Arlington Boulevard. But, the crash now cleared to the shoulder. So all lanes have been finally reopened. Longstanding crash involved an overturned inner loop at Arlington Boulevard, now confined to the shoulder, but major delays pushing through there. Heads up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. If you're coming southbound, approaching 175, getting initial reports of a stalled car. I don't know what lane, so you had been coming up on that at speed. Be careful again. B-Dub southbound at 175. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud to break this morning, and here we go. We'll start our heat up. 83 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, 63, near 90. Tomorrow, mid-90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 6:46 on WMAL. I'm having a hard time with the time this morning. I cannot read that clock. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I'll teach you how to read clocks. Come on.
I'm used to the old-timey kind. With the hand and everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm used to, which kids can't read today. Honda going high tech. Honda's going high tech. They are going. They just released plans. They just put out their plans for the future and where they plan to be. They plan to market a vehicle which can drive by itself on highways by 2020. They called it Vision 2030 Strategy Plan. They're going to boost coordination between research and development and procuring. They're also working on robots. Robotics, which is a very Japanese thing. The Japanese love their robots. They love to try to make robots human, which is a little creepy in a way. Here's what they're doing. They established a division late last year to develop electric vehicles as part of their goal. They have a goal of lower emission gasoline hybrids, plug-in hybrids, electric vehicles, and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles that they say will account for 2/3 of what they put out by 2030. It's about 5% now. And the interest of full disclosure, I just bought a Honda hybrid. And it's really cool. It's a very cool concept, especially for driving around here. It's great because you use the electric part of it. Like a lot of times I get EV on my dashboard, which means I'm fully electric right now. So when I fill up with a tank of gas, where it says how many miles I have on this, it's over 600 miles. On a tank of gas. Well, so it's pretty cool, I have to say.
Well, I hope you're satisfied when you're floating around in your robot car and nobody has a job anymore, because the entire job market's going to be displaced by this.
Well, it's not a robot car, although they say by 2025, they plan to come up with level 4 standard automated driving functions, meaning the cars can drive themselves on highways and city roads. Amazing. Wow. Back to the future. 6:48 on WMAL.
My friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds are on fire. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. And listen, home sellers, I'm giving you a strong recommendation to call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Call them right now if you're looking to get top dollar for your home and have your home showcased directly to actual home buyers. Yeah, real people looking to buy homes right now. The Reynolds team's results are staggering. No matter where you live in the D.C. area, you'll get top-level service and higher profits from your sale. Don't go with the agent who's only going to internet market your home. Nah, it's a fact that Sarah and Debbie already have over 5,500 ready home buyers, and they'll sit down and show them to you. All you need to do is pick up the phone and call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. You can schedule a visit with an Inova primary care doctor 24/7, either online or with a customer service specialist. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
What do we do? Because we're all left hanging. We don't know what tweet is coming next. We don't know whether to believe Fox News or CNN. We just don't know what to do out there if you're a federal employee. And so here's what I'm going to recommend. Just like I do every week, anytime there is an emergency ahead, you have to plan.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, maybe we can't stop time, but those bags and puffiness under your eyes, they don't need to be there. And now, thanks to Genucel, you can get rid of them. Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours, including Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She wrote in and said, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product and I want to use it on my entire face. Wow, you go for it, Josie. And by the way, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. I use it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in as little as 12 hours. Call now. Save big on Genucel summer clearance event. Order Genucel now and get a free month supply with your order. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you order now, shipping is also free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Buy one, get one, 25% off. No limits at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout June, buy one, get one 25% off. Buy five, get five 25% off. Buy 10, get 10 25% off. Or choose no payments until November. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888. CS for financing, payment, and buy one, get one 25% off details.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Vertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Mary. Well, after the dramatic end of the British elections, conservatives losing their majority in Parliament, markets are keeping calm and rallying on. Futures indicating a higher open on Wall Street, European markets higher, even Britain's FTSE. And even though Prime Minister Theresa May has to form a coalition government, weakening her position for the Brexit talks, President Trump is set to hold a news conference later on, expected to answer questions about former FBI Director Comey's Capitol Hill testimony yesterday. Overnight, Taylor Swift released her entire catalog to Spotify and the other streaming services. She left them in 2014, saying the music services hurt album sales. Hudson's Bay, which owns Saks Fifth Avenue, is cutting about 2,000 jobs across North America after reporting a wider-than-expected first-quarter loss. And the annual Lunch with Warren Buffett charity auction ends tonight. Last year, it went for about $3.5 million. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
When Tyson Foods was indicted for human smuggling, who's the first guy they called? Ed Gillespie. The Washington Post reports Gillespie was paid $1.1 million to make excuses for trafficking illegal aliens and lobby for amnesty. Then Gillespie lied to cover it up. Corey Stewart's always been on our side. Stewart stood up to the left, the media, and establishment Republicans, cracked down on illegal aliens and sadistic gangs like MS-13, and won five times in a blue county. As governor, Stewart will ban sanctuary cities and support President Trump, not defend human smugglers.
This is Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad because Virginia Republicans need a strong conservative who will stand up and fight back. That's how I won five times the lead of blue county. That's how I'll beat the Democrats in November.
Tough, strong, unafraid. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight, the experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to move along, Virginia Beltway, Interloop at 50, Arlington Boulevard, longstanding crash to the shoulder, jammed as you leave Springfield. So that's a 7-mile slow stretch of Beltway delays there. Also, in the backups, new accident just reported, Interloop near Braddock Road in the express lanes. Fire and rescue were responding there, so keep alert. Leaving 95 onto 395, it looks like into that Sun Glare, past Duke to King Street, and then we're good. Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge, at least some positive news there. Heading around the top side of the Maryland Beltway, 95 around to George Avenue below speed. Outer loop at the BW Parkway, that crash long gone. Those delays are easing well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds break this morning, and here we go. We'll start our heat up. 83 this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Tonight, 63, near 90. Tomorrow, mid-90s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 61 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Don't put too many onions in the sauce.
I didn't put too much onions in there.
Oh.
Three small onions, that's all I did.
Three onions.
Mary, you ever order food and not like what you got?
All this, I understand this because I always ask for no onions because I am not an onion fan, especially raw onions. My stomach hates raw onions. I'm not a big fan. This story is me.
A lot of people want to go easy on the onions. There's a lot of downstream effects to eating too many onions. Anyway, a man is facing charges now in Pittsburgh after police say he threatened the lives of employees at a restaurant in North Oakland, which is a Pittsburgh town, because they put onions on his food.
Yeah, I totally get it.
Yuba Sharma.
Totally get it.
Yuba Sharma, police say. He had been at the restaurant the day before. He was acting belligerent. So he returns the next day, Tuesday, intoxicated. The owner tells him, "You're not welcome here. Come on, get out, man. You're drunk." He refused multiple times to leave. Again, this is all over onions. And then he threatened to shoot the owner. And he reached for his pants pocket. That's when things got serious. They called the cops. Cops show up. And officers said Sharma smelled like alcohol. He had bloodshot eyes. He was slurring his speech. He couldn't maintain his balance. And he was, of course, speaking nonsense. When the officers finally got to him, I think I left this out. He pulled down his pants and exposed himself in the intervening time. Just because, as one would when you're upset about the onion situation, he told officers, "I was upset about the onions."
Now, I would not threaten to shoot anybody, but exposing myself, absolutely. Absolutely. That to me was the part where I don't think he went wrong at
that's
all.
That's a commensurate reaction to having onions put on your food.
Especially when you continually ask for no onions. I understand how this man was driven to this.
658 on WMAL.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
And coming up on WMAL,
Matthew Whitaker knows James Comey, and he knows what happened yesterday, so he's going to share with us all that information at 7:05.
I know James Comey. You, sir, are no James Comey.
Thank God.
Also coming up, Hillary gave a commencement speech, and of course, she had to take pot shots at President Trump. Also, Theresa May in a pickle. Will she resign? Won't she? We'll have all the information
Mayday,
for you.
Mayday!
It is 7 o'clock, WMAL News.